Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Birthing place, grace, the birthing place. All that we endeavor to do of our own strength and of our own accord and our own opinions will only birth that which is of the flesh. We do it in our own strength. But it's that we receive God's grace will produce or birth that which is of the kingdom. So we access righteousness only through faith, not through good works. The good works in our life are a product, a byproduct, or a fruit of our faith. Your good works do not make you righteous, because there are sinful people that have good works, and they're not righteous. And nothing they can do will make them righteous, even though they do right things. It's our faith that causes the grace and the righteousness, the faith righteousness. See, you are righteous by faith, not by works. To many, that ought to be a very liberating thought. This is where the verse says, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Come on, we are free. Thank God for freedom. The only type of person that doesn't enjoy freedom is that person that has yet a mentality of slavery, slave mentality. They're afraid of the unknown. They're afraid of freedom, afraid of making choices. But oh, when you put your trust in God. Micah chapter 2, verse number 13, the breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, the Lord on the head of them. There is war at the gates. Now, I want to bring this into finished work perspective, simply because the work is finished. Jesus said that on the cross, the last words that he spoke, it is finished. The work is finished. The war, the battle has been won. Now, how do we bring that into time and into reality? Because the truth being told, even though he won the battle, we still have to battle. But we must understand the battle that he fought and won, we don't have to fight. As a matter of fact, the only fight that we are called to fight is the fight of faith. There are many things out here or in your environment or even in your thought processes that war against faith. You know, if you ever had a traumatic experience, let me use with an elevator or being in close quarters, or when you were small, you fell from a height, and now that you're grown, you won't go in an elevator. Come on. People go in an elevator, thousands of people go in an elevator every day. But you take the stairs. Or you won't take a job on the fifth floor. You only go on as high as two floors. Because when you were small or in your experience, you had a traumatic experience that left a mark on how you think. Help me out, Holy Ghost. And so whenever the problem or situation comes where you have to go higher than your mind will let you, you put the brakes on. See, that can be a war that you wage or are involved in, even though that battle has been won already. Tell somebody there's something that awaits you on the top floor. So that means, if Jesus won the battle already and the spoils are ours already and we are more than conquerors, then if something is blocking me or preventing me from experiencing what God has promised is already done, then the shortfall is not with God, and it's not the devil, because he's been defeated. So I have to take the responsibility upon my shoulders and say, okay, Lord, there's something here that has to change in order for me to enter in. How many would agree to that this morning? How many are willing to take responsibility and not blame somebody else, not blame a situation, not throw the responsibility out the window to something else, but say, you know what? If it's going to be, it's because of me. Jesus already won. And we are heirs. We are in covenant with him, and we are partakers. And so let's take a look at the warfare that comes against you, or where you must conquer. All right? So in Micah, it talks about how the breaker, how Jesus has already gone in and broken up everything. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Do you believe that? It's important that what we hear, we mix faith with it. Don't think about the enemy and what's going on there. Think about what God is saying to you. The breaker has gone before you. He's broken up. He's passed through the gate. He's passed through the gate. We spoke in one of our messages about the fact that we are gatekeepers. You are a gatekeeper. Gates allow entry or exit. Gates. Let's take it a little, let's get a little more direct with it and a little more specific. In Proverbs 23 and verse 7, a portion of that verse says, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinks. Isn't that amazing? Meditate on that just for a moment. As a man thinks, so is he. Now you can't get out from under that. You can't get around that. That verse nails all of us. It says, as you think, so are you. God can be saying wonderful things about you, but it's all going to end up and be relegated to what you think about it. The devil can say all kinds of things about you. People can say all things about you, can look at you all kind of certain ways and say certain things about you, but that doesn't matter. What matters is what you think. As a man, it didn't say as people think about you, so are you. It didn't even say as God says about you, so are you. It says as you think, not a thought, you know, because we all have thoughts of grandeur. You know, we all see ourselves, you know, on the first place podium, you know, holding up the trophy. We all see that from time to time. But do you really think that? Is that just a thought you have from time to time in between your defeats? Or is that how you think? As a man thinks, so is he. Now, that the reason I emphasize that word think so important is because the word means to split or to open. And it says, this is the Greek, or I'm sorry, the Hebrew meaning. It means to act as a gatekeeper. Your thinking is you acting as a gatekeeper. In other words, what you are thinking is either allowing entry or keeping something out, allowing exit or keeping something in. As a man thinks, so is he. In other words, it means to act as a gatekeeper. Now, in ancient times, cities were walled, but the access to the city was always a gate. That was where people congregated. That was where business was done. That was where people socialized. That was where justice was served, at the gate. And it was a place of controlled access to a walled city. Gate was the place of entry. Can I do a real quick demonstration? I just flashed across my spirit. I need about 7 or 8 people. Just come up real quickly. 7 or 8. Moms can come too. There's no little babies. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Make me a circle. Make me a circle here, all right? Yeah, a big circle. There we go. Okay. Now here, I'm going to play the devil's advocate right now. Okay, you just had a church service. Your spirit is high. You know, inside you're thinking, boy, you're thinking, boy, God going to bless me. Man, I'm blessed. This week going to be a powerful week, man. I'm feeling good in the Holy Ghost. Can't nothing stop me now. Your thinking is the gate. See, the devil can't get in through this walled city. See, because it's walled. It's walled. It's strong. It's fortified. He can't get in. He can't get in through there. So he has to find the gate. As a man thinketh, so is he. The thinking is the gate. So he sees, you know, you riding a spiritual high. He knows that God, that there's something inevitable going to happen for you because your faith is so strong now. So he comes to the gate. He tries to influence the gatekeeper or the thinking processes. So in the course, when you know, Sunday you leave, I mean, you everything is well, you're riding high, you're looking for it. And then Monday, here comes the enemy on the job, trying to, you know, get you to open up the gate. See, because it's your thinking that is the controlled access. You riding high, and the first thing you come in, and the boss is got a bad attitude. And he's trying to put you on the carpet for something that happened last week. Wasn't your fault. Y'all understand what I'm saying here? On Monday. But see, he's trying to get into the gate. He's trying to get access into your thinking. First of all, to affect your attitude. Because see, right now you're flying high with the eagles. It can't nothing stop you now. But then all this negativity come and bombarding the gate. But see, if you don't open the gate, it just kind of reflects, it just kind of ricochets off of you back to him. But now, if you don't control your thinking and you allow, see, it's the place of controlled access. Now the devil gets up into your stuff. And guess what he starts to do? He starts to loosen everything up. He starts to loosen stuff up, and before you know it, you scattered everywhere. You know, the devil attacking you everywhere. They coming in everywhere. One thing, if it ain't one thing, it's another. All hell done broke loose. Why? You gave him access.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 45 of Mega Grace. That's right, part 45. Today's message is entitled Grace, the Birthing Place, Part 2. You've already won the war. You must take responsibility of what you allow in. We are all gatekeepers. Gates allow entry or exit. Your thoughts act as the gatekeeper. What matters is what you think. Proverbs 23 verse 7 states, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Who is going to take control of your gate? Watch what happens when you allow God to take control over your being. At the gate is where you take control, and at the gate is where you relinquish control.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.